So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, the chapter 1 to 4, which is entitled The Creation of the Fourth Order. And the chapter is 29, Talk between Narada and King Prachinabari. And the verse of today is verse 84. It's quite a long verse, so I will sing it. I think it's appropriate, the same melody we used to sing for the Brahma Samhita, because it's quite a long verse. Etam mukunda yasasa bhuvana punanam. Deva Shivaya Mukhanishitam Atmasocham. Yakirtyamana Madigachati Parameshtyam. Nasmin Bhave Brahmati Mukta Samasta Bandha. Ete Brahmati Mukta Samasta Bandha. Etat. This narration. Mukunda Yashasa, with the fame of Lord Krishna, Bhuvanam, this material world, Punanam, sanctified, Devarshi, of the great sages, Vaya, of the chief, Mukha, from the mouth, Nirishtam, uttered, Atma Socham, purifying the earth. Anyone who, Kirtyamanam, being chanted, Adigachati, goes back, Parameshtyam, to the spiritual world, Na, never, Asmin, in this, Bhave, material world, Brahmati, wonders, Mukta, being liberated, Samasta, from all, Bandha, bondage. Translation and purport by His Divine Guru Srila Prabhupada. This narration spoken by the great sage Narada is full of the transcendental fame of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, this narration, when described, certainly sanctifies this material world. It purifies the heart of the living entity and helps him attain his spiritual identity. One who relates this transcendental narration will be liberated from all material bondage and will no longer have to wander within this material world. As indicated in verse 79, Narada Muni advised King Prachinabari to take to devotional service rather than waste time performing ritualistic ceremony and fruitive activities. The vivid description of the subtle and gross bodies in this chapter are most scientific, and because they are given by the great sage Narada, they are authoritative. Because these narrations are full of the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they constitute the most effective process for the purification of the mind. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed, Cheto Dharpanam Marjanam, the more we talk of Krishna, think of Krishna, and preach for Krishna, the more we become purified. This means we no longer have to accept a hallucinatory, gross and subtle body, but instead attain our spiritual identity. One who tries to understand this instructive spiritual knowledge is delivered from this ocean of nations. The word Parameshtyam is very significant in this connection. Parameshtyam is also called Brahmaloka. It is the planet on which Lord Brahma lives. The inhabitants of Brahmaloka always discuss such narration so that after the annihilation of the material world, they can be directly transferred to the spiritual world. One who is transferred to the spiritual world does not have to go up and down within this material world. Sometimes spiritual activities are also called parameshtyam. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshuru Militam Yena Tashma Shri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Shri Gura Shiyuto Parakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Sha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kansana Gurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Panamami Hari Priye Panchakalpataru Vyasa Kripa Sindhu Vyahivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garada Shri Vasati Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I read once more the translation. This narration spoken by the great sage Narada is full of the transcendental fame of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, this narration, when described, certainly sanctified this material world. It purified the heart of the living entity and helps him attain his spiritual identity. One who relates this transcendental narration will be liberated from all material bondage and will no longer have to wander within this material world. Namo Prabhupada Priyadasaya Jagannathyatana Namo Taye Bhakta Sukaya Krishna Kitane Nanarashini Nanakshitaya Namo Namaha. So we continue the talk between Narada and King Pashunabari, and here it is described how this narration it's full of the transcendental fame of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it's really an important aspect of exchange between Vaishnava, between devotee. These exchanges, those talks are always related to Sri Krishna, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and because of that they have a very unique quality, and they cannot be related compared to ordinary talk. Because they are always related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are unique in their potential. It is explained in the translation how those narrations they certainly sanctify this material world, and also it purifies the heart of the living entity. So it's very unique the way how actually a devotee practice spiritual life. There is so many variety of people who are practicing different kind of path for elevating themselves in spiritual understanding of life. Like we have the yogi who are meditating, people who are debating on the nature of this world, and ultimately trying to separate everything which is material, which is mundane, from the absolute truth, the Brahman, and also in other part of the world there is so many different type of religion who have different practice in order to give the possibility to human society to elevate in a higher understanding of life, But the Vaishnava is very unique in the sense that his main activity is to talk about God, to talk about Krishna, and to hear about Krishna, and to hear about the name of the Lord, and to chant the holy name of the Lord. And this is actually the whole Bhagavatam, which we are reading just now every morning. It's all about Krishna, about God. And because of this fact, actually, more loud? More close? Really?
Ooh.
So because it has always, it's always in a relation with Krishna, the potency is tremendous. In fact, it is most incomparable to any other process of spiritual practice. The Bhagavatam mentioned in the beginning how this talk about Lord Krishna are most auspicious for the human being. And there is those famous verse, Shinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shavanam Punya Kirtanam, and after Ridananto Yabhadani Vidunoti Surit Satam. And this verse say that how Lord Krishna is situated in everyone's heart as the Supreme Soul, the Paramatma, and he purified the heart actually of the soul, those Vaishnav who are hearing about Krishna, who have developed, in fact, who have developed a urge, a very great desire to hear about the Lord. And when Krishna see this unique quality of the devotee, naturally he will purify his heart from all unwanted desire, gross and subtle material desire. So that's one verse, and the following is also is related to this talk about Krishna. What is it? Nasta Parisha Badreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavatutamasloke Bhakti Bhavati Naistiki. It is explained that by regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, it's actually funny because Prabhupada, in the translation of this verse, he say by regularly attending the morning Srimad Bhagavatam. He say like this, really, to make us understand, it's really actually what we have to do every morning to absorb ourselves in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So by regular attendance to the Srimad Bhagavatam, everything which is inauspicious become practically completely vanish. In another word, simply by this very simple and easy task, activity of hearing and chanting the glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam, practically all our problem will be solved. We mean actually all our material desire will disappear practically. Of course, it takes time to really become on the stage of a pure bhakti of Sudhasattva and pure goodness, but we should have faith that by this regular attendance and hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, we can actually make tremendous devotional advancement. So it's become practically completely destroyed, those unwanted desire, and the result, what it will be when this desire disappear, the bhakti, the devotional service, will become established as an irrevocable fact. In another word, it will become as real as we are today seeing the deity of Srila Prabhupada, this wonderful pure devotional service will become part of our life. It will not be anymore just a dream we would like to experiment, but it will be actually what we daily experiment. So that's the wonder of hearing and chanting and about Krishna, the glories of the holy name. In the Shastra, it is explained, there is another, I think it's from the Vedanta Sutta, it explained how Om Anavriti Sabda, Anavriti means to become liberated, Sabda means the sound, so by the sound, one become liberated. That's the way actually we can become free from all this unwanted desire and go back home to God just by hearing the proper sound. So that's the Bhagavatam we should actually absorb ourselves daily in those topics, because they are full of great potency. And because this narration are full of the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prabhupada explained, they constitute the most effective process for the purification of the mind. Actually, the mind become purified by satisfaction. Our consciousness become purified by spiritual enlightenment, by Krishna consciousness. The mind, it becomes purified when it becomes satisfied, when the mind is satisfied in itself. So, as it is explained here, the more we talk of Krishna, think of Krishna, and preach for Krishna, the more we become purified. That means, actually, the more we become satisfied. Because those unique talk about the glories of the Lord of Krishna, they can actually give us full satisfaction. They can fully satisfy the mind, and in this way our mind become purified, and more we will be able to practice Krishna consciousness. So we cannot artificially, Prabhupada mentioned so many times our detachment from this material world, abandon of all our material desire, it cannot be done artificially. It will not work. It will maybe work for some time and make a show for other people, but it will not last long, because the only way we can become detached completely from this material energy is by getting a higher taste, by getting satisfaction from another source. And this is, in fact, Krishna consciousness. It's only by becoming Krishna conscious that we can actually experiment real freedom from all unwanted material desire. That's only by these wonderful topics that we can actually experiment through Krishna consciousness. So one may say, as the boy from the college 2 days ago, they give this class about the importance of chanting the name of Krishna, the kirtan. Particularly, they have a class on kirtan, and I remember one person in the audience asked, "So why it is so important?" The chanting, if it is at the same time it is mentioned in the scripture, and there is 9 type of devotional service, and we all know Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani, Vedanam, so many actually different, and we have the example of so many great personality. They attain actually full perfection in their devotional life by any one of these activity, just like you have Lakshmi Devi, and just by serving the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, she attained full perfection. Or you have Ambarish Maharaj, he did all of them, the 9 of them, and he attained also in this way full perfection. So in one sense, you may wonder why so much insisting on these two first activity, Shravanam, hearing, and Kirtanam, chanting. Why? Well, one answer I will say is that we always have to remember that we are part of the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya, and as this incarnation, he came to establish the Yuga Dharma, the system of religion most adequate for this time where we are living now in Kali Yuga, and which is, we all know, is to hear and chant Hare Krishna and the Mahamantra. It's specifically potent, it's always potent of course, but specifically in this present time in the Kali Yuga, it's most important to practice this Shravanam and Kirtanam, this hearing and chanting the Mahamantra, or the pastime or quality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In fact, if you again look at those personalities who attain perfection by this different kind, type of nine devotional activity, you have in fact Sukadev Goswami. He attained perfection by chanting the Srimad Bhagavatam, and it is very interesting to actually see that Sukadev Goswami, he just appeared at the beginning of this age also, Kali Yuga. When you speak about other personality, most of the time it's passing other age, but you have Sukadev Goswami, he speak the Bhagavatam at the beginning of his age, and in the same way King Parikshit, he attained perfection by hearing Bhagavatam also at this specific time. So it's very accurate for us to understand that those two activity of hearing and chanting, they are specifically appropriate for us to attain perfection. So to finish, I want to read a little more this end of the purport where Prabhupada spoke, and it's about the word Parameshtyam. He said that the word Parameshtyam is very significant in this connection. He say one meaning, signification of Parameshtyam is also called Brahmaloka. And he explain how on Brahmaloka, which is the higher planet in this universe, it's actually the planet where Brahma is living. Brahma is the topmost creator of this material of this universe, and he's living on this planet, Brahmaloka. And Prabhupada explained what they are doing there. And we hear so many times how living entity will get the chance to go higher in a planetary system. Usually they enjoy quite a lot there. Materially, they have a great possibility to enjoy the sense. It's even, although it's material, it's actually difficult to really understand the level of sense gratification, because with our present mind and senses, we can actually reach such a propensity of enjoyment. But here it is explained what they do. Prabhupada explained on Brahmaloka or Parameshtyam. Actually, the inhabitants, they always discuss such narration. That's what they do, their main job, their main activity. They speak about Krishna, they hear about Krishna, they chant the holy name, they chant the Mahamantra. And what's the result? So that after the annihilation of the material world, they can be directly transferred to the spiritual world. And that's the effect, again, it is mentioned, it's not only on this earth, but even on the higher planetary system, just by chanting and hearing about God at the end of this universe, directly the result is that they go back home, back to Godhead. That's the result. And one who is transferred to the spiritual world does not have to go up and down within this material world. No more of this up and down, up and down. And to finish, the Prabhupada explained that also Parameshtyam not only means Brahmaloka, but it also sometimes, he says, sometimes spiritual activities are also called Parameshtyam. That's to mention. So maybe someone wants to add something. Yeah, for us actually, that's our main problem. We don't really have faith, you know. How it's so easy. You know? I mean, when you look around, all the different people who do so many endeavors just to satisfy their senses, just to maintain the life, it needs actually such a tremendous endeavor and use of the brain and your body. So, and here it is said that to attain the highest goal of life, which is prema, pure love of God, to go back home to God, we just have to come every morning and hear Bhagavatam. That's it. And it's like he was saying actually yesterday, one class yesterday or the day before, that the process is simple. The process is so simple. Actually, it's so simple that it's why it's in one sense difficult, because we are so much conditioned materially that we have a difficulty to just put in practice simply what it's said. So the process is simple, very simple, but it is really what we are doing when we come in a temple room and we sit. Are we really hearing Bhagavatam? No, most of the time our mind go there and make all kind of calculation, or he could have said that, or actually that mean this, and it's all, you know, and the body also, the sense are so many times agitated, and we have so much difficulty to concentrate on this simple process of hearing and chanting. But it's a fact that if a person purely hears, he can attain full perfection. There was also one morning, I think it was someone read the book of Burijan, and Burijan mentioned about chanting the our rounds, and Burijan mentioned that Prabhupada, one time a devotee asked Prabhupada, so how we could control the mind, we can hear the mantra. Prabhupada gives this, it's just, you have the mantra, you have here, you just hear the mantra. Where is the mind? There's no mind anymore. So that's very simple, but we have actually difficulty to just do it, because we are conditioned with this material body, which only purport is to actually do the opposite of spiritual enlightenment. It's just a bigger problem in our spiritual life, this material body, and we, for this reason, especially in Kali Yuga, we need a lot of mercy from Lord Chaitanya, from Krishna, from the other Vaishnava, because with our present conditioning, it's very difficult actually to appreciate the glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam. What it mean actually to hear the glories of Krishna? But we should have this faith at least, that if by this process of regularly hearing and chanting, gradually I will more and more be able to absorb myself in this wonderful pastime of Lord Krishna. More and more I will be able to hear the Maha Mantra and to chant properly without any other consideration without any offenses, and I will relish more and more Krishna consciousness. We should have this faith, and we should be patient in the same time, because it's true, it takes time, especially for us. It is explained in Bhagavatam how in the Kali Yuga people are very slow. So we got the special mercy of Prabhupada, but in the same time we are very unqualified, so we take time. And even this morning in the reading of Burijan again, it was the only thing we have to do with the mind is to neglect. I mean, you can try to deal with him, but good luck, you get really in trouble. The best thing is to neglect and to be patient. One way. Yeah, it's a good strategy, at least. Yeah, and we should always be conscious of this higher test. We completely depend on Krishna. It's only him who can give us the higher test, you know. We can't try by so many endeavor by ourselves, but it's just the mercy of Lord Chaitanya that we get the test, and we should pray daily also for getting this test, and in this way become more steady and fixing our Krishna consciousness. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki.